do with my gal?
I don't know. No, that's the big one.
You know what?
What?
Somebody needs to wipe that baby. Here.
Thank you.
Maybe we put it away.
The Senate will please come to order. The clerk will call the roll.
Atkinson. Atkinson. Beyer. Brown. Only one now. Brown. Burdick. Carter. Carter. Castillo. Castillo. Clarno. Corcoran. Corcoran. Courtney. Deckert. Deckert. Dukes. Dukes. Duncan. Duncan. Oh, thank you. Farioli. Fisher. George. Gordley. Hannon. Harper. Hartung. Meserly. Metzger. Miller. Miller. Minnis. Nelson. Shields. Starr. Starr. Trow. Yee. President Durfler. Not answering. Atkinson. Burdick. Carter. Dukes. Miller. Starr.
A quorum being present, we'll present the colors. Senator Shields will lead us in the pledge.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our invocation today is done by our own Thelma Durfler.
Shall we pray? Dear Lord, we give thanks for this day, for the gift of life, health, and our families. We pray for these senators who are willing to share of their time and the talents to serve our state. Grant to them the wisdom to govern wisely as they face the many challenges that are before them today. Our prayers today are with the Starr family at this time of sorrow. May they feel the comfort in their faith, their church, their friends and family. We also need to keep in our prayers the families of the two slain officers, Maria McNano and Jason Hiroff. Also, John Burwright, who is recovering in the hospital. We ask all these things in thy name. Amen.
Courtesies of the Senate. Remonstrances. Recognize Senator Yee.
Mr. President and colleagues, I would like to take a moment this afternoon and ask you to give your thoughts and prayers for a speedy recovery for Oregon State Police Sergeant John Burwright, who was critically injured in the line of service Tuesday evening while assisting a disabled motorist on I-5 just north of Albany. Sergeant Burride's condition has improved, but he has a long road ahead of him. I would also like to ask for a moment of silence for his colleagues, Oregon State Police Senior Trooper Maria McNano and Albany Police Officer Jason Horoff, who were tragically killed in the same accident. Our state troopers and law enforcement officers throughout Oregon risk their lives daily to ensure the safety of all Oregonians. Their service is invaluable, and the loss of these two outstanding troopers is deeply felt. In this moment of silence, please send your thoughts and prayers to their families.
Thank you, Senator. We'll have a moment of silence. Senator Yee has also requested that we have a memorial when we come back at our next meeting and invite the family. We will be giving them a memorial because of Senator Yee's asking for us to do that. So thank you, Senator, very much. Senator has received messages from the governor announcing appointments subject to confirmation by the Senate. If there's no objections, the Senate will disperse with reading the messages as all pertinent information is included in the status report, which has been placed on your desks. The messages in their entirety shall be recorded in the journal, so ordered. The Senate will disperse the reading reports from standing committees as committee recommendations are included in the status report. The report shall be recorded in the journal, so ordered, in accordance with the Senate Interim Rule 209.4, consideration of appointments and reappointments that did not receive final action by the Interim Executive Appointment Committee are carried over to the next convening for the Senate. The action shall be recorded in the journal, so ordered. The clerk will read the resignation letter of Senator Beyer.
To the Honorable Bill Bradbury, Secretary of State. Dear Secretary Bradbury, I herewith submit my resignation from the Senate of the Oregon Legislative Assembly, effective September 1st, 2001, to accept appointment by Governor Kitzhaber to the Oregon Public Utility Commission. Although it is an honor to be appointed to the PUC, it is with deep regret that I leave the Oregon Legislature. It has been a great honor to represent the people of Lane County, and I have thoroughly enjoyed the challenge of participating in the creation of public policy benefiting all citizens of this wonderful state. I will also miss the many friendships I have developed with fellow legislators and statewide officer holders. Oregon is blessed with a core of very dedicated public leaders. Sincerely, Lee Beyer, State Senator, Senate District 21.
The credentials report were replaced in the original document file and recorded in the journal, so ordered. Recognize Senator Shields.
Yes, sir, Mr. President. I turned on my light maybe a little late, but under the order of remonstrances.
We can return to remonstrances without objection.
Thank you. I was reflecting on Senator Yee's comments and had thought the other day of sharing something that we don't stop and think about very much. But there was an email that I think a lot of you got that kind of commended the state, and I think we ought to stop and do that for just a minute. It had to do, and I don't know if many of you read this particular email, but it had to do with the fact that at the beginning of the year, the governor had called on state agencies to reduce their electric use by 10%. And in fact, across the state, our state organizations, we have done that. We have reduced electric consumption by 10% around the state in our state offices. I'm sure it'll be gobbled up with rate increases come winter time, but we have saved approximately $1.5 million in electrical costs, and it'll help when electric prices go up later that we did that. Anyway, I thought we should stop and say, hey, once in a while we do some good things around here, and I would commend those people in state agencies that worked very hard. Some of you have given me a hard time because all through the session I've been running around turning off lights. I don't turn the lights on in my office. I sit by the window and all that good stuff. But I think it does count, and I just wanted to commend the state for doing that.
Thank you, Senator. Recognize Senator George.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have, over the last few weeks, undertaken an effort in the Portland metropolitan area to help the Klamath Lake County's food bank. And we've been very fortunate. It's generated over $24,000, I believe we are today, which with the leverage that has been achieved through a match from, I believe it's the Ford Family Foundation, Longview, not Longview, but Roseburg Timber Products, has resulted in over $1 million worth of food that may be available to the some 8,500 people that we're finding it necessary to feed every month in Klamath Basin. What I'm going to ask each one of you to do, though, today is to think about a contribution. And I've made mine, and I'm going to make another one, too, because your $100 contribution will generate about $5,000 worth of leveraged food for those folks. And I have the phone number and now also the address for the food bank, and I think it would be something that would be great for the reputation of the Senate for each one of us to get a contribution down there. Oregonians have a history of reaching out to help one another, and this is something in which you can say that money really did have a great impact, and we had a great opportunity to do a lot with a little bit of money. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. We'll go back to our regular form here, and the clerk will read the report of committees on credentials.
President Durfler, we, your Committee on Credentials, respectfully report that Lee Beyer, a duly elected senator from the 21st Senatorial District for a term of 4 years, beginning the second Monday in January 1997 and terminating the second Monday in January 2003, resigned on September 1st, 2001. That a qualified elector from the 21st Senatorial District has not yet duly appointed the office of State Senator by the Board of Commissioners for Lane County, that the Senate is convening to carry out its duties under Section 4, Article 3 of the Oregon Constitution and is operating with 29 members until the vacancy of Senate District 21 has been filled. Respectfully submitted, Senator David Nelson, Chair, Senator Roger Beyer, Senator May Yee.
The credentials report will be placed in the original document file and recorded in the journal, so ordered. Propositions and motions. Actions on executive appointments requiring Senate confirmation. The procedure for today's actions on executive appointments is as follows. A motion to suspend the rules to confirm en bloc will be made in order to consider multiple boards and commissions in one en bloc motion. At that time, discussion of appointees included in the motion will be in order. A written request to separate the votes on the appointment of Roger Bassett to the State Board of Higher Education and the reappointment of Stuart Foster to Oregon Transportation Commission has been received by our desk. In accordance with SR 209.2, a consideration of these appointees will be separated from the en bloc vote at the appropriate time. Recognize Senator Harper.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the rules be suspended and that the Senate confirm in block the following appointments to the respective boards and commissions. Appraiser Certification, D. Staple, State Apprenticeship and Training Council, Ed Gormley, Commission on Black Affairs, Frank Thompson, Commission for the Blind, Frank Armstrong, John Boyce, Edward Rippenberg, Elizabeth Rousseau Rooney, Philip Stockstead, Board of Boiler Rules, Dale McCluth, Building Code Structures Board, Martin Brown, James Coughlin, Chuck Day, Raymond Miller, Steve Tucker, Columbia River Gorge Commission, Michael Farrow, Construction Contractors Board, Richard Tolstead, State Board of Direct Entry Midwifery, Rosemary Carvalho, Sherry Dress, Sue Morningstar, Holly Scholes, Oregon Economic and Community Development Commission, Nancy Tate, Carl Talton, Gene Tate, Brett Wilcox, Electrical and Elevator Board, Sherry Asher, Tim Nickel, Nathan Phillips, Environmental Quality Commission, Mark Reeve, State Board of Higher Education, James Lucier, Aaron Watari, Commission on Hispanic Affairs, Francisca Johnson Leva, Juan Ortegon, Trinidad Ortiz, Debbie Trevino, Amanda Vallejo, State Housing Council, Judith Williams Petrie, Commission on Judicial Fitness and Disability, Lois Berry, Trusters of the State, Trustees of the State Library, Charlotte Herbert, Yvonne Williams, Long-Term Care Advisory Committee, William Lichen, Elizabeth McKinney, Phyllis Rand, Gene Williams, State Marine Board, James Whitty, Board of Naturopathic Examiners, Lori Stargrove, Board of Examiners of Nursing Home Administrators, Stephen Brummer, Renee Dumas, Oregon Health Sciences University Board of Directors, Mary Decker and Ed Matthews, State Parks and Recreation Commission, Bobby Connor, State Board of Pharmacy, Catherine Liu, State Plumbing Board, Robert Kimes, Advisory Council on Podiatry, Dallas Cox, Board of Commissioners of the Oregon International Port of Coos Bay, Gary Greger, Cheryl Scott, Mike Waldrop, Board of Commissioners of the Port of Portland, Ann Nelson, Psychiatric Security Review Board, Vern Fatch, Dorothy Morey, State Board of Psychological Examiners, Jana Zedek, Board on Public Safety Standards and Training, Ed Daniels, Michael Harmon, Rick Lewis, Bob Livingston, Janet Mann, Oregon Student Assistance Commission, Patty Williams, Teacher Standards and Practices Commission, Nancy Watt, Oregon Tourism Commission, Katie Koba, Joe D'Alessandro, Oregon Transportation Commission, Randall Pepe, TriMet Board, George Richardson, Kay Stepp, Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board, Bobby Bruno, Mark Sulin, Commission for Women, Candace Bartow, Audie Haynes, State Workforce Investment Board, Joseph Cox, John Howard, Michael Jordan, Bobby Mink.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Harper moves that the rules be suspended and that the Senate confirm en bloc the list that he just read to the respective boards and the commissioners. Senator Harper, to your motion.
This committee recommends approval for all these individuals.
Is there further discussion? If not, Senator Harper, do you wish to close?
No, thank you.
Question is, shall the Senate suspend the rules and confirm en bloc the governor's appointments as read? All those of the opinion that the appointments should be confirmed will answer aye as their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Atkinson. Beyer. Brown.
Aye.
Burdick.
Aye.
Carter.
Aye.
Castillo. Clarno. Corcoran. Courtney. Deckard. Dukes.
Aye.
Duncan.
Aye.
Ferrioli.
Aye.
Fisher.
Aye.
George.
Aye.
Gordley.
Aye.
Hannon.
Aye.
Harper. Hartung, Meserly, Metzger, Miller, Ninnis, Nelson, Shields, Starr, Trow, Yee, President Durfler.
Aye.
Excused, Castillo, Corcoran, Deckard, Miller, Starr, 25 ayes.
Senate has confirmed the governor's appointments. Recognize Senator Harper.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate confirm the governor's appointment of Zane Smith to the State Fish and Wildlife Commission.
Senator Harper moves that the Senate confirm the governor's appointments of Zane Smith to the State Fish and Wildlife Commission. To your motion.
Committee feels Mr. Smith is very well qualified. We only regret that he's replacing a very well qualified individual. Recommend an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator. Recognize Senator Fisher.
Thank you, Mr. President. In normal course of operation, it's been pretty standard practice to reappoint people to the Commission for the Wildlife Department. In this particular case, I believe that Mr. Perry is being removed and not reappointed for particular political reasons only. In my observation, he's been one of the best, if not the best, person on that commission during the time he's been on it. And I, for one, have nothing against Mr. Smith, but I'm going to be voting against him simply because, to my way of thinking, this is merely a political move. And the governor's had a chance to reappoint all those people to the commission. He was very critical of the way the commission is operated, and Eddie's taken off the one person that's been a half-decent person on that commission. So from my standpoint, I'm not going to vote for Zane Smith.
Thank you, Senator. Recognize Senator Brown. No? Okay. Is there further discussion? If not, all those of the opinion that the appointment should be confirmed will answer ayes when names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Beyer. Brown. Burdick. Burdick. Carter. Castillo. Calarno. Corcoran. Courtney. Deckard. Dukes. Duncan. Ferrioli. Fisher. George. Gordley. Hannon. Harper. Hartung. Meserly. Metzger. Miller. Minnis. Nelson. Shields. Starr. Trow. Yee. Atkinson. Atkinson. President Durfler. Excuse Castillo, Corcoran, Deckard, Miller, Starr, voting no, Atkinson, Beyer, Fisher, George, 20 ayes.
The Senate has confirmed the governor's appointment. Recognize Senator Brown.
Objection, return to courtesies. I'm sorry, remonstrances.
Without objection.
Thank you. Colleagues, I just wanted to let everybody know that Representative Gary Hansen's wife passed away a few days ago, and that our colleague Gary Hansen needs our thoughts and prayers. I think it was a long legislative session for them while his wife was battling a disease, and I know it's been a really hard time for the family, so please think of Representative Gary Hansen in your thoughts and prayers.
Thank you, Senator Brown. Recognize Senator Carter.
Thank you, Mr. President. You know, colleagues, just to take just a couple of minutes of your time, not only did we this week did I have time to reflect on Sandy Hansen, but the police officers that were fallen. And it tells me what a fleeting time in which we all live. And we need to put things in perspective, because when I left and all this happened, I came back and I think, Democrats, Republicans, what's that all about? We're all human beings. We're all part of the human family. And I am hoping that as time goes and we work together this next year, that we put all of that in perspective and really appreciate the opportunity to serve with each other and be given this wonderful opportunity of serving the people of this state. It's been wonderful for me, and you can believe that coming back and being with you on this floor today makes me even better appreciate the opportunity to work with each of you from across this great state that we have. And these kind of things that is makes us know how human we all are and what a wonderful opportunity we have in working with each other. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Carter. Recognize Senator Harper.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate confirm the governor's appointment of Lindsey Ball as the state fish and wildlife director.
Senator Harper has moved that the Senate confirm the governor's appointment of Lindsey Ball as the state fish and wildlife director. Recognize Senator Messerly. Sure.
Hey. I go first.
Why don't you speak to your motion?
Yeah.
Senator Harper.
The committee is quite pleased to confirm, to recommend confirmation of Captain Ball. We were just being polite on the others, but we really do like him and think this is the right person at the right time, so recommend an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Harper. Recognize Senator Messerly.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, I just want to take a moment here to express my appreciation. I've worked with Captain Ball ever since I've been in the legislative process, and especially this past session as chair of the Natural Resource Committee, in trying to work through and resolve some of the many problems that the department had. And I'm just very pleased that his name is up for confirmation today, and I want to put on the record that I appreciate his offering his services to the state of Oregon. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Recognize Senator Fisher.
I'd like to second Senator Messerly's notes here about Captain Ball. I, too, have worked with Captain Ball since I've been in the legislative session since 1993, and I'm very impressed with his ability to work with people and to operate in a manner that is above board and good direction. And I would like very much to go on record as saying, even as I opposed one of the commission appointments here, I certainly stand behind this particular appointment and am happy to do so.
Thank you, Senator. Recognize Senator Beyer, the one and only.
Thank you, Mr. President. I, too, would like to stand and, echo what's been said about Captain Ball. I've known Lindsay since I got into this process, and he has always been, you know, wonderful to work with, and I'm really looking forward to working with him as Director of Fish and Wildlife. I'm very honored to be able to confirm his appointment at this time, and also I'd like to point out to the Assembly that Captain Ball lives in my district, so I'm very proud to have him as a constituent of mine. So thank you very much, Lindsay.
Thank you, Senator. Recognize Senator Atkinson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I, too, want to just echo those comments and say that this is a great day for this agency, and it's a great day for Oregon, and I'm very honored to be able to cast a vote today for Captain Ball, and a premature congratulations to him.
Thank you, Senator. Recognize Senator George.
Dittos to what has been said, but also to add something. A lot of the folks who have had great concern over direction of ODF&W over the last few years have expressed this one idea to me. This is a person of integrity that we can trust. And anyone who has the honest personality that they will blush if it's even slightly not correct is a person we want to put in a position of power. And that person's Lindsay. It's a real pleasure to be able to support today that nomination.
Thank you, Senator. Is there any further discussion? If not, Senator Harper, do you wish to close? He does not. The question is, shall the Senate confirm the governor's appointment of Lindsay Ball as the State Fish and Wildlife Director? All those of the opinion that the appointment should be confirmed will answer aye as their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Brown.
Brown. Brown. Burdick. Carter. Castillo. Clarno. Corcoran. Courtney. Deckert. Dukes. Duncan. Farioli. Fisher. George. Gordley. Hannon. Harper. Hartung.
Aye.
Messerly. Metzger. Miller. Minnis. Nelson. Shields. Starr. Trow. Yee. Atkinson. Beyer. President Durfler. Not answering Brown. Attending legislative business. Brown. Durfler. Excused, Castillo, Corcoran, Deckert, Miller, Starr, 22 ayes.
The Senate has confirmed the governor's appointment. Recognize Senator Harper.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate confirm the governor's appointment of Roger Bassett to the State Board of Higher Education.
Senator Harper has moved that the Senate confirm the governor's appointment of Roger Bassett to the State Board of Higher Education. To your motion, Senator.
We recommend an aye vote.
Is there any further discussion? Recognize Senator Dukes.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just feel a need to stand up and say absolutely. I have the distinct pleasure of being absolutely certain that I know Roger Bassett longer than anybody on the floor and probably longer than anybody in the building. Roger and I started out in community college activities in the state of Washington a couple of lifetimes ago. And I don't know anyone more dedicated to higher education than Roger Bassett. He has devoted so much of his life to post-secondary education and has served in a number of different areas with that that give him a unique experience to bring to this board. So I think that we should give him a rousing support in this. I was hoping that when he retired that he wouldn't stay too far away from education, and clearly he's not. He will do an excellent job, and we are honored to be able to have him on that board.
Recognize Senator Duncan.
Mr. President, I'd also like to join in the support for Roger for this appointment. I've worked with Roger since the day he arrived in Oregon. He's just an outstanding man, and I just have great respect for him, and I think he'll do a fine job.
Recognize Senator Tro.
I'd like to say ditto to both the previous remarks. Roger Bassett's a great appointment.
Is there further discussion? If not, Senator Harper, do you wish to close?
Mr. President, we built a community college from scratch in Klamath County a couple of years ago when Roger was the director or chair or whatever he was, and he worked with us quite closely, very helpful, and I don't think we would have gotten off the ground without him. So once again, we urge an aye vote.
The question is, shall the Senate confirm the governor's appointment of Roger Bassett to the State Board of Higher Education? All those of the opinion that the appointment... Recognize Senator Carter.
Why are you trying to forget me today, Mr. President?
Well, your light wasn't lit. It is now.
Colleagues, I can't think of a finer person to serve on higher education than one Dr. Roger Bassett. He knows the ins and outs of education. He knows the legislative body. He knows the executive branch of government. I think for me to have let this go by without saying something that is so befitting to such a person as Dr. Bassett would be, I would be remiss in doing so. I am not going to only vote aye, but I am asking you, all of you, each one of you, to vote to support Dr. Bassett, who would bring so much insight, so much experience, and so much knowledge to the State Board of Higher Education. Please vote for Dr. Bassett.
Thank you, Senator Carter. Is there further discussion? Senator Harper has closed. All of those of the opinion that the appointment should be confirmed will answer aye. Your name is called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Burdick. Carter. Castile. Clarno. Corcoran. Courtney. Deckard. Dukes. Duncan. Farioli. Fisher. George. Gordley. Hannon. Harper. Hartung.
Aye.
Messerly. Metzger. Miller. Minnis. Nelson. Shields. Starr. Trow. Yee. Yee. Atkinson. Beyer. Brown. Attending legislative business, President Durfler. Attending legislative business, President Durfler, Brown, excused, Castillo, Corcoran, Deckert, Miller, Starr, voting no, Messerly, 21 ayes.
The Senate has confirmed the governor's appointment. Recognize Senator Harper.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate confirm the governor's reappointment of Stuart Fawcett to the Oregon Transportation Commission.
Senator Harper has moved that the Senate confirm the governor's appointment, reappointment of Stuart Foster to the Oregon Transportation Commission. To your motion.
We recommend confirmation. I personally am appreciative of Mr. Foster's work for roads in rural Oregon. He's particularly attentive to that, in my opinion. So, urge and I vote.
Is there further discussion? Recognize Senator Fisher.
Hate to always be in disagreement with my great good friend from over at the Lack of Water District. I wished I'd have had that experience myself with this particular gentleman after a 45-minute trip around the central part of my district and enumerating the problems that we were having with ODOT and seeing absolutely no results of my time. And based on the fact that 4 years ago we held this appointment up because we had some concerns for some time, I just got to be a no vote on this one, too.
Recognize Senator Atkinson.
Thank you, Mr. President. When I began in public service in the House, I had a bit of a rocky start with Oregon Department of Transportation. And over the course of the last year, I have developed a good working relationship with Mr. Foster and have come to value his opinion. And today I'll be supporting his renomination.
Is there further discussion? Not, Senator Harper, do you wish to close? He does not. The question is, shall the Senate confirm the governor's reappointment of Stuart Foster to the Oregon Transportation Commission? All those of the opinion that the appointment should be confirmed will answer ayes or names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Carter. Castillo. Clarno. Corcoran. Courtney. Deckard. Dukes. Duncan. Ferrioli. Fisher. George. Gordley. Hannon. Harper. Hartung. Messerly. Metzger. Miller. Minnis. Nelson. Shields. Starr. Trow. Yee. Atkinson. Byer. Brown. Burdick. Not answering. Trow. Standing legislative business. Brown. Durfler. Excused. Castillo. Corcoran. Deckert. Miller. Starr. Voting no. Fisher. 21 ayes.
Minnis is a yes vote.
Okay.
The Senate has confirmed the governor's appointment. Reading of Senate petitions, memorials, and resolutions, other business of the Senate. The President has appointed the following interim and statutory committee and a task force appointments, effective August 21st, rules and executive appointments. Senator Steve Harper, Chairman, Senator Jason Atkinson, Senator Tony Corcoran, Senator Ryan Deckert, Senator Randy Miller. Budget Committee, Senator John Minnis, Chairman, Senator Roger Beyer, Senator Kate Brown, Senator Avell Gordley, Senator Ted Ferrioli, Senator David Nelson, Senator Cliff Crowe. General Government, Senator Vern Duncan, Chairman, Senator Roger Beyer, Senator Susan Castillo, Senator Joan Duke, Senator Charles Starrs. Joint Human Services, Senator Bill Fisher, Co-Chair, Senator Lee Beyer, Senator Bev Clarno, Senator Gary George, Senator Cliff Crowe. Joint Judiciary, Senator John Minnis, Co-Chair, Senator Jenny Burdick, Senator Peter Courtney, Senator Vern Duncan, Senator Charles Starr. Joint Natural Resources, Senator Ted Ferrioli, Co-Chairman, Senator Roger Beyer, Senator Joan Duke, Senator Ken Messerly, Senator Frank Shields. Joint Natural Resources Subcommittees, Columbia River Gorge Commission Review, Senator Ted Ferrioli, co-chair, Stream Restoration and Species Recovery, Senator Ken Messerly, co-chair, Joint Legislative Administration, Senator Gene Durfler, co-chair, Senator Margaret Carter, Senator Vern Duncan, Senator David Nelson, Senator Jason Atkinson, alternate, effective February 7, 2001, Joint Legislative Council, Senator Randy Miller, co-chair, Senator Jenny Burdick, Senator Peter Courtney, Senator Gene Durfler, Senator John Minnis, Senator Steve Harper, alternate, effective July 7, 2001. Emergency Board Subcommittees, Education, Senator Len Hammond, chair, Senator Roger Beyer, Senator Margaret Carter, General Government, Senator Ken Messerly, Senator Rick Metzger, Human Services, Senator Bev Tarno, Senator May Yee, Joint Audit Committee, Senator Bill Fisher, co-chair, Senator Vern Duncan, Senator Ted Ferrioli, Senator Frank Shields, effective August 29th, Senator May Yee, Joint Information Management and Technology, Senator Jason Atkinson, co-chair, Senator Vern Duncan, Senator Rick Metzger, effective August 31st, 2001, Post-Secondary Management or Education Opportunity Commission, Senator Margaret Carter, Senator Charles Starr, Medicaid Waiver Application Steering Committee, Senator Bill Fisher, Senator Rick Metzger, Leadership Commission on Health Care Costs, Senator Gene Durfler, co-chair, Senator Bev Clarno, Senator Bill Fisher, Senator Corcoran, appointed by Minority Leader Kate Brown, Special Education and School Finance Task Force, Senator Jenny Burdick, Senator Ted Ferrioli, Paid Family Leave and Unemployment Insurance Task Force, Senator Roger Beyer, Senator Susan Castillo, Senator Steve Harper, Trust for Cultural Development Board, Senator Charles Starr, Salmon Recovery Task Force, Senator Ken Messerly, Joint Interim Task Force on Mental Health Parity, Senator Peter Courtney, Senator Bill Fisher, Senator Len Hannon, Senator May Yee, Interim Task Force on Health Care Personnel, Senator Bill Fisher, Senator Rick Metzger, Promotional and Career Opportunities for Women in Oregon, Senator Kate Brown, Senator Bev Clarno, Veterans Memorial Council, Senator Vern Duncan, Road User Fee Task Force, Senator Susan Castillo, Senator Gary George, Joint Interim Uniform Tsunami Response Planning Task Force, Senator Joan Duke, Senator Charles Starr, Fujian Province Sister State Committee, Senator Gene Durfler, co-chair, Senator David Nelson, Senator May Yee, Advisory Committee on Genetic Privacy and Research, Senator David Nelson, Senator Peter Courtney, alternate, Oregon Council for Knowledge and Economic Development, Senator Ryan Deckert, Senator Tom Hartung, Pollution Control Tax Credit Improvement and Review Task Force, Senator Ted Ferrioli, Task Force on State-Owned Vehicle Efficiency, Senator Bev Clarno, Senator Len Hannon, Senator Lee Beyer, replacement, OHSU Task Force to Review Impact of Oregon Opportunity Program, Senator Ryan Deckert, Senator Tom Hartung, Pain Management Commission, Senator Joan Dukes, Oregon Economic Development Coordinating Council, Senator Kate Brown, Senator Ted Ferrioli, Senator May Yee, Farm Workers Task Force, Senator Roger Beyer, Chairman, Senator Avell Gordley, Library Youth, Senator Cliff Trowe, Chairman, Senator Jenny Burdick, Senator Vern Duncan, Environmental Health for Oregon Citizens, Senator Gary George, Chairman, Senator Avell Gordley, Senator Steve Harper, effective September 1st, 2001, Oregon Law Commission, Senator Kate Brown, effective upon the state of Oregon entering into a compact with the compacting states, effective upon the state of Oregon entering into a compact with the compacting states, Interstate Commission for Adult Supervision, Senator John Minnis. If there are no further announcements, the Senate is adjourned until the call of the President. Turn it off?